Welcome to this week's episode of News of the Nord. It's October 12, 2016, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, Steve. How are you, Steve?
Very good. Thank you, Antoine.
Good. So, once again, no Paul for with us, but we'll do anyway. We're getting used to.
I think Paul is busier than the Prime Minister these days, so.
Yeah, something like that. With younger kids, too.
Exactly.
Okay, so standard format, events, news, both non-crowdfunding and crowdfunding related. So we'll jump right in. This week, we have only one new event to announce. It's a Guildbolt tournament that will be run at Le Beginner in Longueuil, which is a local tournament for us, called Guilds of the Nord.
Which is a total ripoff of the name we did last main show.
Yeah,
I think we need to ask for royalties for Benoit for stealing our names.
We should. So this is run on November 5th. You can register by going on the event page on Facebook. It's about half full right now. There are 16 places, so about 8 places left. The painting is not required. It's not a sanction event, so everybody can jump in. We will have a link to the show, to the event in the show notes. Before we jump right into the real news part, I have something else I want to mention this time. There is a provincialish store opening. The oldest store in Quebec City closed last month, and one of which was called Le Donjon. I think we all started our hobby with one of those one. There were up to 4 at a time once, I think 10 years ago, and the last one just closed. So one of the employee is opening a new store, which is called Boutique Hellfire, and he's running a Kickstarter to help pimp the gaming area, if you want. So I won't go in all details, but for people from Quebec City or around, or at least the Quebec province, it's worth to go check and see how you can help the store if you are one of his regulars. And if you're one of his regulars, you probably already know about this anyway. So we will have a link to the project on Facebook. It's all in all the name is in French, so I won't go through the URL name that way. And now, right into the main topic of the show, the news. And first, the non-crowdfunded ones. So, first news event is from Bad Squido Games. It's Guinea Pigs! So, there is 2 packs of different sculpting of tiny guinea pigs, either standing, running, or even one perching on He's not perched on it, but...
He's guarding the pumpkin.
Yeah, guarding the pumpkin. Guarding is a good word. They're cute. It's my random pick of them the week. And I'm a big fan of guinea pig in general.
So. There's a thing to note, though, because they say on the website that due to popular demand... There will be a bit of delay.
Oh, yes. There's so much demand that they are now in back order. So they are recasting some. And they won't ship immediately, but you'll be emailed as soon as that status change.
So you're not the only one.
If you're looking into it. Nope, I'm not.
Okay, next up, we have from Tor Gaming, Cthulhu for Relics. Cthulhu for Relics, 2 new things on pre-orders. You have the Shogra and also a starter pack. So the Shogra is standing with a kind of dune-looking head mount things and lots of tentacle as arm. And you have also a starter pack to start your army for that faction in the Helix. So
Yeah, the two were on Kickstarter earlier this year, yeah. And they are finally getting into a general release. If I'm not mistaken, they go into release at the end of the month and will be shipping early November or going into full release late October.
Yeah, they look really nice. You can see there's kind of an inspiration.
Kind of. They never hid from it.
Yeah.
I really like the Cthulhuan warriors. Yeah. The generic trooper.
I like the look a lot. Yeah, they look really good. They could make great models.
Next up, we have from Forge World the Fimirash Noble or Fimirak Noble. Not too sure which one, how to pronounce it. This is a Fimir character for the line of Fimir warrior they already have on Forge World. That's for, well, now it's Age of Sigmar. It was previously for Fantasy. This model is really, really cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. There's lots of details on it because, you know, it's Forge World, so they do a lot of fine-tuning on the armor and on the helmet and everything. And what I've noticed when I did the 360 of the model is at the end of the tail, there's a hook, like a Captain Hook, but instead of having it on his hand, it's at the end of the tail.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a nice model. It's not cheap, but it's
no, it's not. It's
Forge World. £25, so
it's Forge World price. So
yeah, but it's probably big. Fimir were on what 40 or 50 millimeter base.
Yeah,
this one is on 50. So for that size, it's understandable for a quality reason. Yeah.
Next item on the list. Oh, I think I skipped one though.
I can go then.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, because I didn't change.
From Firestorm Games, we have a series of small infantry bays or scenic infantry bays to use with drop zone commanders or probably, I don't know other that have the exact same size. So it's,
yeah, it's really niche.
the small bays that you have that comes with the miniature are plain, but now they have done scenic ones with the holes to put your troopers in, and they have a different size, so 3-slot infantry bays and 5-slot infantry bays in 2 different terrain setting. So it's a nice touch because basing at that size is a bit of a pain. I don't really have extra bits in 10mm, but I want to spice up my guys more, especially as it's a pre-urban setting. Most of the fights are done in town, in cities, or among skyscrapers and stuff like that. So getting the right basing for those is not easy. So I really, really like that. Those 4 new packs. You probably have no comments on those.
No, because I've not played Drop Zone Commander, even though I've looked like at the model a bit, but I have no clue how the game plays. So. But the next one, though, is more up my alley. It's from Black Chapel Miniatures, and it's Forest Elves. So they've released 3 kind of character model. They look like, to give you a reference, they look like the old Wardancer model from GW. They have 3 models. There is a warrior, one with 2 claws standing like Wolverine-like, and another one which is a Spear Elves. They are all in white metal, so, and the pose are really nice, and the sculpting is really good as well on those mini. I like them a lot.
Yeah, you compare them to the old Wardancer, but they are more detailed than the old Wardancer.
Yeah, yeah, it's just for a reference of the look, yeah. Because we're
and
the radio.
They look a bit more feral, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because they're forest elves and not wood elves. So
not just wood.
Exactly, so it's forest. It's more violent and rough, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Next item on the list, we have from Warlord Games for Beyond the Gates of Antares, the Algorin Avenger Attack Skimmer. So it's a new skimmer, kind of a a big floating gun manned by one crew and one driver. I like the look of it. They make me think of when I first saw it, I was thinking of the like a floating chair for a pool.
It looked like I thought it looked like a bit of the toe aesthetic in 40K.
Yeah, they do have a similar feeling, similar feel.
I think there's two weapon options as well on that one.
Mm-hmm. And the link we'll have is to the single model, but there is also a double pack if you want more than one available in their store.
The other one is from Klovka. And it's
Klovka, maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's Russian. And it's
when the tagline is from Russia.
Yeah, exactly. The tagline on the miniatures. And the miniatures, it's Samuel. So I don't know if it's for a specific game or not.
No, they only do single miniatures at Klokva. This model is clearly, what's it called? From Overwatch, the Reaper from Overwatch.
Okay. I haven't played, so.
I haven't played, but I've seen some of the trailers and memes with it. And it's clearly a ripoff of that model. They also have in the line another one of them. I don't know the name exactly, so I knew the Reaper, but the other I can't say. Okay. You have one that's Berserk from the anime.
Okay.
So it's mostly inspired models. But yeah, this newest release, it's cool. And it would do a nice model for any like sci-fi game.
Yeah, exactly. From my reference, it looked like out of the Mass Effect game a bit. It has a similar aesthetic, I find.
Maybe. I haven't played those, so I couldn't say.
And it's a 36 millimeter model, and at €7, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's a really good price for a resin.
So yeah. I don't know how much is shipping from Russia, but it's worth looking.
Next, we have from Scale 75, we have one of their Smug Riders model, the newish. Vehicle ones. They were on Kickstarter a while back, and now I think every month they release one. So this one is Fat Bob Mecha. It's a big round robot with a happy driver, I would say.
Yeah. She looks really happy to be in the big fat robot.
Yeah, and as all the other vehicle release, they have another model standing on foot and one kind of mascot-ish or smaller creature coming with it. This one being a tiny robot with a shovel and a small bucket for coal, probably.
He's doing a sandcastle or something like that. I don't know. Or maybe collecting the empty shell from the big gun.
That's possible. Yeah, like all their stuff, it looks really nice. As a kind of chibi inspiration.
It looks good.
Yes.
Next one, we have from Pulp Monster, a new release for Pulp City, and it's Dr. Warlock. Sorry. And it's inspired by Doctor Strange, I would say.
Yeah, probably.
It's a guy with a cloak and wielding a staff and looking ready to cast a spell.
Mm-hmm. This model is one of what they call the Supreme Genesis character. In their like two Kickstarters ago, when they released the new edition of the rules, backers could get a backer level that let them create a character with the Pulp Monster guys, and that's one of them.
Great.
So, and there's also a second release.
Yeah, Nandroda model.
Yeah, so Androida, it's already existed, but it's a risk-altered version and a new card too.
So with update profile.
Yeah.
She looks good.
Yeah, she's a speeder for the heavy metal team.
I was guessing she was fast by looking at the pose of the model.
Yeah, and if you look, if I remember correctly, she has roller skates or kind of...
Oh, I didn't notice that, though.
Something similar to that.
Okay.
No, no, I don't think she has that anymore. But she looked fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for our not crowdfunding. On to the crowdfunding news. First one, Collision the Game by Code Orange Games. This is a miniature game in a post-apocalyptic setting that is played with cards. So think Malifaux, but instead of being weird, it's a post-apoc. I don't know the rules, so I mentioned Malifaux, but it's probably not poker related. There is a bunch of info on the Kickstarter page. There's also a link to the beta rules, so if the a non-dice system interests you, you can look into it. There's a bunch of faction. There are four faction right now available, which is a nice starting number for a new game.
Is it? No, it's three.
Three?
Yeah, it's three. There were two in the first starter, and they unlock one with the stretch goal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
And it's all, and it's already funded, so... And there's still time for more stretch goal. There are adding models and goodies like acrylic tokens and stuff like that as the project go along.
Mm-hmm. So this project, as you mentioned, is already funded. Well, three times their goal. You still have until November 1st to pledge into it.
The next one is by Underestimated Game Limited, and it's called Purgatory. And it's a skirmish game with resin miniature.
Yeah, this one, models for it have been released for some time now. They were releasing promo figures and stuff like that. Like the main character we see, which is like an angel in a suit.
Yeah.
On the cover, has been out for, I think, months, if not a year. It's the setting is strange. It's kind of War of Heaven setting. Angels are coming back to try to take the gate, but the battle is fought on Earth. So, a strange concept.
But I mean, it looks good, though.
Yeah. Really high-level detail.
Yeah. The aesthetic is nice. Even if it's strange, but it's nice. Yes. It's different from what we're used to.
Absolutely.
And this one is also already funded.
Yeah, and you still have more than 3 weeks to go, ending on November 7th.
Yeah.
Next one is by Impudent Mortal. It's Rust, a futuristic wasteland for tabletop miniature game. So this is a terrain Kickstarter. You could almost say it's a MDF laser cut, everything, but it's on a post-apocalyptic setting. The twist is every terrain piece comes with self-adhesive sheets, colored sheets. So all your terrain piece, once during the assembly, you place the adhesive and you have a fully like colored.
Yeah, it's almost
fully colored set. So
it's fakely painted.
You don't need to paint it and it's already colored and gameable. Sure, it's all flat, but we've seen other companies do similar thing by using pre-printed plastic and laser cut after that. So I don't remember which company. Plastcraft do that. They have a line of pre-painted foam sheets that you do the terrain with. So this is pretty similar to that, but it's in DF instead of the art foam that Plastcraft use. So it's a nice setting if you are, let's say, a 40k orc player or any of the post-apocalyptic skirmish gamer.
Or Necromunda.
Could fit for Necromunda, could fit for Gorkamorka too. So, can fit for a bunch of aesthetics. It's not cheap though. You have a custom pledge for $1 where you get what you want, but the next pledge over that is $300.
Yeah.
So it's quite a jump, but you do get a full table worth of terrain. So sure, you do get a lot for it, but it went for simple. You either pick or take all.
Yeah, exactly.
So this one is well-funded. They are 4 times over their initial goal. Still over 3 weeks left. So it's will end on November 4th.
And the next one is by Midnight Heroes. It's a Super Chibi Round 2 reboot.
Yeah, so we mentioned Super Chibi Round 2, I think, a couple of weeks ago. They decided to stop the campaign and rework it. They changed the way they were going. Instead of going for all the character and a big stretch goal, initial goal, they went to the same route that they did for their first Kickstarter, and they are going for a pair of model, and as the funding goes, they will unlock, making it easier to get into the Kickstarter and to get a smaller funding goal too. So what it is, it's a bunch of chibi models, but they are all sci-fi models. So anime-inspired ninjas, gears, stuff like that.
Gundam.
Yeah. So, for a nice model. I own a couple of the models from the first Kickstarter, which are cool. So yeah,
they look good.
Yeah. Nice group. So they are funded, still have 3 weeks left. The project will end on November 3rd. And that was our last item. So anything to add, Steve?
No, not much. Everything is said, I think, for this week.
Well, thanks a lot for chiming in.
Thanks for having me.
Replacing Paul. So...
replacing you. You were replacing Paul.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll talk again on the main show, which we should record this week.
Perfect. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Two Bald Geeks, a podcast by two bald horror movie fans that dissect one horror movie a month, saving the spoilers for last. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.